When the Senate comes back from its 4th of July break next week, it will be taking up a defense policy bill, and Iraq is expected to dominate that debate. A bipartisan group of senators is pushing a bill, which will likely be offered as an amendment, that would implement most of the recommendations of the Iraq Study Group, also known as the Baker-Hamilton Commission. Pete Domenici has signed on to that bill. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander is the original Republican co-sponsor.
The language of the bill is very specific, and it adopts the Baker-Hamilton recommendations. It says that we should get our troops out of the combat business in Iraq and into the support training and equipping business in a prompt and honorable way. And when it made that recommendation in December of last year, it said that could happen in the first quarter of 2008, subject to developments on the ground. So it set a goal of a year. Now we're 6 months beyond that, so that timetable might change. But it's still a very specific objective.
And you think that would be realistic, even 6 months ahead of where the Baker-Hamilton report had suggested things be, that by March plus 6 months, American troops could be substantially out of Iraq?
Well, it would depend, as they said, on developments on the ground. But yes, we have to have a shift in strategy. And it says to the world and to our troops and to ourselves, look, we have a long-term but limited role. And subject to what happens on the ground, we need to get our combat troops out. There would still be a considerable military presence in the region, but we would be in a completely different mission, and there'd be intensified political and regional efforts to stabilize Iraq.
You know, obviously, since December of 06, things have changed, and there's now been a fairly substantial troop increase. You had the White House spokesman Tony Fratto today saying you can't back out of the surge.
No one's suggesting that it's necessary to back out of the surge. In fact, I was disappointed that the president didn't embrace the Baker-Hamilton group in his State of the Union address last January, because it specifically says that within this strategy, a surge to increase security in Iraq is certainly possible. But a surge by itself is not a new strategy.
Do you think the White House strategy is misguided?
I think the White House would be better off to embrace a bipartisan report backed by a bipartisan group of senators. The president may be right about his Iraq strategy, but he can't sustain that unless he has a broader consensus than he does today. This is an opportunity for him to develop that.
Senator Alexander, if the White House opposes your bill, as it's expected to do, will you still vote for it?
I'll not only vote for it, I'll work with Senator Salazar to move it forward. This is a respectful nudge to the president and to the Democratic leadership that we're tired of casting partisan votes. We want to say to our troops and to the world and to Iraq that we have a bipartisan consensus on where we go from here in Iraq.
There are also going to be tougher amendments introduced next week. One would include an end to redeployments for troops who have already served. And I wonder whether you might support any of those amendments.
No, I don't expect that I will. I have supported the president. I have supported our troops. I have not voted for deadlines, micromanaging, and withdrawal. And I don't intend to do that next week.
Senator, when you see the list growing of Republicans who have come forward to call for a new strategy, Senator Domenici, Richard Lugar, George Voinovich, John Warner to some extent, what's going on with your party, do you think? What are you hearing?
Well, I think my party, as well as an increasing number of Democrats, know that we're not going to add hundreds of thousands of troops. We're not going to get out tomorrow, and that it's wrong to continue casting these partisan votes without a clear strategy about where we're going. So you see respected Republican voices, and you see respected Democratic voices saying, let's embrace the Baker-Hamilton report, let's make adjustments and changes and updating where is needed, and let's see if we can send to our troops a clear message and say we're behind you, and a message to the Middle East, stay out of Iraq, and a message to the world that we know what we're doing there.
Do you feel like the White House is listening to that message?
I hope the White House is listening to the message. I've talked with the president about it. He knows that I am respectfully trying to be helpful. I have said to them that this is the train, in my opinion. This is the direction in which it's moving. And we respectfully invite the president to be the engineer of the train.
Senator Alexander, we just heard Senator Domenici talk about conversations he's had with parents of soldiers who've been killed in Iraq who are saying, my son or my daughter wanted to be there, but at the same time, I'm now telling you it's time to start accelerating the timetable to pull out. Are you hearing the same thing from constituents in Tennessee?
Yes, I am. I mean, I hear many messages. I hear support our troops, show respect for our president, but I hear even from many of those who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan that we've done our job there. It's now time for a new strategy, and that's a different strategy than the one the administration is pursuing today.
Senator Alexander, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee. We also spoke with New Mexico Republican Senator Pete Domenici.